it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Eric from Seattle is. Eric, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Eric. All right, he's ready to rock, Steve. Go ahead and get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Eric has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Where do the Seattle Kraken play their home games?
Climate Pledge.
Yes. The State House Bell was the original name for what historical landmark?
Can you say that again?
The State House Bell was the original name for what historical landmark?
Liberty Bell.
Yes. What colored balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989?
Green.
No.
Red.
Yes. Which planet is known as the jewel of the solar system?
Pluto.
No.
Pass.
Which Midwestern state elected a former wrestler as its governor?
Missouri.
No.
Kansas.
No.
Ohio.
No. The duck-billed platypus is one of 3 mammals that can do what?
Legs.
Yes. What classical composer was the subject of a song by Falco?
Pass.
Thursday Island is located off the coast of what continent?
Wait, say it again.
Thursday Island is located off the coast of what continent?
Australia.
Yes! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take it. Split right down the middle.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's enough. Steve came in with a smile on his face, ready to seize the day.
Yes, right. Carpe diem, bitch.
Are you sure, though? Are you ready?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Showtime!
Where do the Seattle Kraken play their home games?
That would be Climate Pledge Arena.
It would be. The State House Bell was the original name for what historical landmark?
The White House?
No.
Pentagon?
No.
Deja vu?
No. What color balloons were added to Lucky Charms in 1989?
Red.
Yes. Which planet is known as the jewel of the solar system?
That would be Uranus.
You wish, but no.
Do I? Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
Yes. Which Midwestern state elected a former wrestler as its governor?
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. The duck-billed platypus is one of 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Talk?
No. What classical composer was the subject of a song by Falco?
Oh, Rock Me Amadeus.
Yes. What is his last name?
Amadeus Mozart.
Yes. Thursday Island is located off the coast of what continent?
Let's go Africa.
No.
Let's go Asia.
No.
Let's go Antarctica.
No. What part of the body does a rhinologist specialize in?
The butt.
No.
The foot?
No.
The ears?
No.
Damn it.
Steve, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. That's a tie. 5-5.
Eric,
great job. Next time you'll beat him.
All right. You guys have a good one.
You too. All right. Let's see here. He did know that the State House Bell was the original name for the Liberty Bell.
Oh, I did not hear the word bell. I don't know. I'm not saying I would have got it right, but I thought you said like ball. I'm like, I don't know what a ball is.
I hear excuses. He also knew that the duck-billed platypus is one of 3 mammals that can lay eggs.
Uh-huh.
And he also knew that Thursday Island is located off the coast of Australia. And a rhinologist specializes in the nose.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that what rhinoplasty is?
Yes.
All right.
Look at the big brain on Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We love this feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And some are rather interesting, Steve Migs.
Yeah, someone wants to talk awkward moments.
Oh, I can't wait to slide into our VMs after Limp Bizkit.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.